Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Won't you be my neighbor? No, I'm not talking about Mr. Rogers. I'm talking about Johnny Rabbit. He joins me here this morning on Total Information AM. Johnny, it's always good to have you alongside.
Brian, thank you very much for letting us do this and let people know what we're going to be doing at the History Museum.
And this is what you're doing. Won't you be my neighbor? What's this all about?
Neighborhoods, basically. Every neighborhood has a story. Every in St. Louis and in other cities too. But here it seems like we have more neighborhoods than anywhere I've ever been. There are almost 200 neighborhoods, and then you put in the county communities. But it all intertwines. Nobody lives on an island. If you're in St. Louis Hills, I mean, you're right across the street from Lindenwood Park. It doesn't just stop there. But we're going to talk about a few neighborhoods. We couldn't get them all in our 90 minutes. But it'll be about neighborhood history, primarily the stories of the past. And we're going to have a whole bunch of unusual things since we're getting close to St. Patrick's Day. We've decided to make our first two neighborhoods the two primary Irish neighborhoods of St. Louis, Kerry Patch, and what everybody calls Dogtown, which is technically the Cheltenham or Clayton Tam, Franz Park neighborhood. And every one of our pictures, of course, will have a story, and we'll have over 100 rare images. And what's nice to see these, about these, we see them on this big screen in the History Museum Lee Auditorium. So I see things in these pictures come up that I don't even see when I see the photographs themselves. They're blown up. You'll find all these little oddities that are in there. And the things that we'll have will be like a picture of the 1874 St. Patrick's Day Parade in Kerry Patch. Another picture of the Cheltenham clay and brick manufacturing area, which was just right at Dogtown, between Dogtown and the Hill, a long-gone area of North St. Louis. They had magnificent homes, the St. Louis Place area. James Buchanan Eads, of Eads Bridge fame, he had a beautiful mansion in Compton Hill. Later it would be Loyola High School. It's long, long gone. It was on Compton. We'll have Compton Heights mansions. Well, the curious house of Dr. Franz Artz, A-R-T-Z, which is translated. He's a doctor, and that means a doctor in German. So he was doctor, I guess. He was on 12th Street in Soulard. The house is still there. It's being redone completely by our friends Ron and Joy from the Fountain on Locust. And it's an 1873 to 75 house, and they're using only equipment and tools and materials that were around in that period of the 1870s. Nothing new is being done. So we're going to see all these things. Oh, we're going to have a great singer. I wish you could be there for her. She is so good. Emir Askins. She's with the St. Louis Irish Arts Association. She just put out a CD called What's New. Now, she's going to be doing traditional Irish music. She sings and plays the fiddle. She's very good. She's only been in St. Louis a couple of years, came direct from Ennis, Ireland. And we're going to have a gentleman who wrote his very first book, and it's set in Dogtown in the 1920s. His name is Kevin Walsh. It's called Tribal Bonds. He's going to talk. We're not going to have any pictures about the from the book, but he's going to talk about the book and the history, a little bit of Dogtown. And then we just go on and on. We'll have Soulard, we'll cover in Midtown, Gaslight Square, Compton Heights, Compton Hill, University City. Andy Hahn, director of the Campbell House Museum, is going to present the story of the Campbell House and Lucas Place and the area right around where we are in downtown St. Louis. Our building faces 13th Street, the Park Pacific building. The Campbell House is two blocks away. Even across the street from our building, west across the little park, there's the Ford apartment building. And we're going to show an original spec studio apartment from 1950, how that building looked inside, done by a famous architect, Preston J. Bradshaw. All of this is happening right before your very ears and eyes at the Missouri History Museum's Lee Auditorium. And that's going to be next Thursday, this coming Thursday, the 21st an unusual date for us, but we'll be in the same place. Doors will open at 10 with the music. We start the program at 10:30. It goes to noon, and our singer and our author will both be available to sign their works at the bookshop afterwards. So I hope everybody comes. This is going to be so much fun because we may be talking about your neighborhood.
And Johnny Rabbit, you know, one thing that is interesting as you look at the picture some years gone by, the neighborhoods, I guess like a lot of things, they kind of fade and then they come back strong and they fade and they come back. We see that in a lot of the city neighborhoods. So it's kind of interesting to follow their timelines.
It is, because it does change, and a lot of people give up on neighborhoods, and they do return. It's just amazing now how many people are moving into near downtown, in the downtown area, or downtown west, and how solid some neighborhoods have become over the years when they started to fall apart. There were an awful lot of people that thought that whole central west end area was going to be gone. It got run down, but it got revived. Compton Heights is an area that has changed very little. It's primarily four streets, Longfellow, Hawthorne, Accomack, and Milton. And Ben Hilliker, who's chairman of Hilliker Corporation, is going to have a sort of a pop culture history, not just of the place, but of the people who live there. And then Chris Knopfziger is going to talk about a place that has not come back, but maybe it will with this NGA project, that area of North St. Louis, College Hill, Old North St. Louis, St. Louis Place. And then Sue Reckoff, she's president of the Historical Society of University City, is going to review the story primarily of the Del Mar Loop from the very beginning, going way back to 1902, and coming almost up to date. And then we'll have some pictures of places that used to be in the loop that are in the area, right at the loop, that are gone. One was the Women's National Daily Building. One of the creations of Ed Lewis, the founder of U City. And that building, I mean, it looks like something out of Egypt, but it's not really there the way it was anymore. And we'll even see places like the Tivoli and Varsity Theater in 1937. So those places have been revived. Joe Edwards really revived the Tivoli. I mean, it was a complete wreck. And the Vintage Vinyl people have repurposed the Varsity as their record store. So you're right. Neighborhoods come back. Neighborhoods can survive. We're so fortunate to have all these great neighborhoods in St. Louis.
No question about it. You can check out their history at Won't You Be My Neighbor with Johnny Rabbit. Again, that's Thursday from 10 until noon. The live music starts at 10. The program starts at 10:30. Fascinating as always. Johnny, thanks for joining me this morning and telling us about it.
Ryan Kelly, my pleasure, and thank you.
Johnny Rabbit on Total Information AM. The news is next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.